So glad and thankful to be here today. Thank you all for calling me down here, and I'm glad I was able to come and to be here at the Little Jewel Church today. I'm as nervous as I can be. I can't even hardly turn the pages in the Bible, and I can't even find what I'm looking for. I hope and pray that the good Lord will come my way here for just a minute, and then I can get all calmed down, and we can talk about Glory Land, the good things of God. I want you to know that it's a privilege and an honor to be in the household of faith. Just the very thought that I might get in God's kingdom just excites me so wonderfully. You know, we're Gentile people, and we wasn't allowed in the house of the Lord for a long time, you know, but God, through His tender mercy, He made a way, didn't He? He sure did. He made a way that me and you and each and every one of us are cheering. If there's anybody here today that don't know Jesus Christ and free pardon and remission of your sins and know Him as your high priest and your advocate before God, I'd sure like to introduce you to Him. Amen. He's the best friend that I've ever had in my life. He's done things for me that my mama couldn't even do. And you know how mama are about their children. They'll do everything they can. But mama, she couldn't forgive me of my sins and my transgressions. But she sure knowed who to tell me to go see for a little while. You know, she tried her very best in life. I come up in life. And you know how you are. Sometimes the things of the world are appealing to you, and they'll just draw you out there. If we walk by our eyes, we'll be in trouble, won't we, brother?
Yes, we will.
We'll get deceived, and what we thought would bring life to us brought death to me, brother. It separated me from God, the sins and transgressions that I did, not from the love of God now. God still loved me. But if I died in that shape, I would have been in bad trouble right there.
Yes,
hell would have been my home, and I thank God that He allowed me to live. And I want you to know, each and every one of you, it's here today, that God loves you with a heart full of love. And it's by His mercy and kindness that you're here today. And this is your time that God's give you upon this earth right here. There've been many come before you, and if it's God's will, there'll be many come after you. This is our appointed. Apostle Paul was preaching there that time. I'll start right there. And hopefully I can get carried out. I like to talk a lot about Paul. He was a man chosen by Jesus Christ, handpicked to bring the Word of God to the Gentile people, brethren. And he wrote half of the New Testament. He wrote a lot of books in there, and he was a man that verily thought he knowed the truth, but he didn't, brethren. And he thought he was doing God's will till Jesus showed up in his life and showed him what the true treasures of life is all about. I was the same way, brother, and I was blinded. Thought I knowed what was right. Thought I knowed the way, brother, but God showed me the way. Paul come there over in Athens, Greece, if you've ever known and looked on your little map. He come over there, and he was out preaching the gospel, and he come over there, and he found some people over there. He seen that the city was given over to idols, and they was just worshiping them there, and he come there and started preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And the Bible says that they called him a babbler, did they not? And they had a little altar built there, and on that altar it said, "To the unknown God." Is that not right? It was up on a hill called Mars Hill, named after the Greek god of war. Is that not right? God of Mars. I don't believe in him though, do you? I just believe in one true and living God. Is that not right? It's the only one I believe. And Paul got their attention there that day, and he stood up and he started preaching to them right there upon Paul. He said, "By one blood God created all the nations upon this earth, and He appointed their times and their boundaries and their habitations." Yes, sirree. We all come from one blood, did we not? Is that not the fact? I didn't come from no monkey. I sure didn't, brethren. I never involved there. It's by the grace of God I'm here, and I was made in His likeness. And the Bible says that God have no need for a man to worship Him with his hands, for He gives life and breath to all. And He said, by this we live and we move and we have our being. Upon the face of this earth, we are the offspring of the Almighty God, brethren. And He said He's commanded a time that He'll judge this earth in righteousness by the man. Is that not right? And He's given us assurance of this by raising Him from the dead. Who is that man? Why, it's Jesus Christ. And He said He's commanded men everywhere to do what? To repent. Is that not right? And that's what I want to tell you here today. If you don't know Jesus, you need to repent and turn your life towards Him. For He can do for you what no other could plan to do. See, we didn't have no advocate before God in the household of faith. We didn't have no priest. We didn't have nobody to go before God for us. But thanks be to God, He sent His Son down here, did He not? And He died for our sins. And He, on that third day, He was resurrected. And now the Bible teaches us, and He's up there in heaven's land, brethren, right there on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession. Is that not right?
Amen.
For who, brethren? For the saints of God. For me and you and all that will be allowed into the household of faith. And I believe everybody's got a change to get in this household, don't you? They come up to Jesus one time and they asked Him a question, a lawyer did. And He said, Lord, what do I do to have eternal life? And He said, what is written in your law? And He said, love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, a soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And when Jesus said, you answered well, He said, do this, and said, you'll live. And that man wanted to justify himself a little farther. He said, Lord, who's my neighbor? And Jesus started telling this little story, and that's on my mind this morning. He told a story about a man going down from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and said he fell amongst thieves down there, and they robbed him, and they took all he had, and they left him laying there beside the road, half dead, brother. Have you ever felt that way, brother? I thought you was alive. I bet I had been stolen. The devil stole our eternal life away from us, brother. He got us kicked out of the garden. And the Bible says, Jesus said, here come a Levite down the road. And if you've studied the book, you know that a Levite is of the household of priests, brethren, out of the 12 tribes. Supposed to be a man of God, is he not? And you know what he done? He walked around. And this poor man laying over here in need, he walked around him and ignored him and went walking on down the road. And he said there'd come another man walking down that road. He said he was a priest, was it not? Supposed to be a man of God to know God's will. But he went to the other side of the road and walked around him. And then Jesus said another come down the road here. What did He call him? He was a Samaritan, wasn't he? A good Samaritan. If you've studied the Bible, you know that Samaritans lived in the northern country above Judea up there, right under the Sea of Galilee. And the Jews, they despised them. They hated them. They called them half-breeds, did he not? Because they was mixed with the Gentiles. But Jesus intentionally used this Samaritan. This was the good Samaritan. And it said, this good Samaritan come over to this man and said he had compassion upon him, brother. Hallelujah! And the Lord had compassion on us, each and every one of us, brother. Or we'd never be in the household of faith, brother Eddie. You know, this little Samaritan had come over to this man and binded him up there, poured a little oil on his wounds and give him a little ride down the road, brother, took him down to the inn and he took care of him her. And he come up to the innkeeper and he said, I'm going to leave now. But he said, whatever I owe you for taking care of him, I'll pay you when I get back. Is that not right? Who do you think done God's will right there? Well, that little Samaritan right there. See, self-righteous kills the world and everybody around. You know, people, there's actually people that thinks they're better than one another. You know that? And there's people out here that thinks they're going to heaven and other people can't go to heaven. Oh, Lord. There's people like that. They got their heads up high, brother. But they got it for the wrong reason, brother. I believe God has allowed us all to come in to the household of faith. Is that all right? For the Bible says that Jesus come up to Jacob's well right there one time, and he leaned up that well and gonna get him a little drink of water there, and here come a little Samaritan woman walking up there, and Jesus standing there looking at her, and she come up to draw a little water up out of the well, and that he looked at her and said, give me a drink. You imagine talking to the Son of God, and she was amazed, Brother Ed, that he would even talk to her. He said, give me a drink. And she said, what are you doing talking to me? He said, I'm a Jew, a Samaritan, and you're a Jew. You have no dealings. And he said, woman, if you knew who this is a talking to you, I said, you'd ask of me. I said, I'd give you a drink of what? Of living water. Oh, she said, sir, you got nothing to draw it out of the well with. She's looking naturally so, wasn't she? That's the way I was at first, brother. Naturally so. If you look at this naturally and not spiritually, you'll never understand this book right here. This is all spiritual right here. The woman couldn't understand how Jesus was going to draw that water out of that well. But he wasn't going to give her a drink of that water right there. No, sirree. Oh, Brother Ed. I used to think, I can't live this Christian life. Ain't no way I can live this. I couldn't be good enough. You know what? I was right, brother. I couldn't live it. But God's got a way of fixing you to where you, we call it getting born again, don't we? Your mind changes. You get a change of heart right down inside of you. Oh, Jesus told her, oh, if you drink of that water darn that well, you'll thirst again. But if you take a little drink of the water that I'll give you, I said, it'll bubble up and become a well, bubbling up to what? Everlasting life. She said, well, give me a drink. Give me a drink, she said. Oh, he said, go. Woman, go get your husband. Go get your husband. And she looked at him and she said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, thou hast answered correctly right there. You well said, you have no husband. But said, you have had five husbands. And the one you live with now is not your husband. You know, some people, I believe, won't take this part out of the Bible. Yeah. It's in there, ain't it?
Yeah, boy. Yes, sir.
She says, sir, looking back at him, said, I perceive you to be a prophet.
Yeah.
Said, our fathers here in Samaria says for us to worship up on this mountain right here. But said, you Jews say for us to go down there to Jerusalem and worship. And he looked back at her and said, woman, you worship what you don't know. She said this right here. He said, salvation is of the Jew. Is that not right? Salvation is of the Jew, brother. And he said, there's a time coming in which you'll neither worship on this mountain or down in Jerusalem. He said, for God is what, brethren? A spirit, and must be worshipped in what? A spirit and truth. And guess what else? He said, he is seeking such to worship Him. You know, there's some that thinks it's God's displeasure to give you the kingdom, but it's His good pleasure. Is that not right? For Paul told them, and I quoted a while ago on Mars Hill, he told them there, he said, God's not far from you. He's not far from you. He said, for you to grope and seek for Him, that you might find Him. You know how far God is? He's right here. He's just an arm length away right here. He's all around us, ain't He, brother? He's right here with us. How do you think these little children come here, brother? By the blessings of God. Is that not right? Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. And you know, the Bible says that woman left. And the apostles come up there and they see Jesus standing there talking to that woman. And they are so amazed that He would even talk to her. Brother Eddie, is that not right? And she went back to the town there and she had a report to give. I'm going to tell you, anybody that's been with Jesus got something to say about it, don't they? Hallelujah! You ain't been with Him. You got something to say if you've been with Him. She said, come and see a man. Who told me everything? Jesus knows all about every one of us are here today. It's by His Father that we live here today. And you know the Bible says that some believed her report. And then some didn't.
Some believed our report.
And some had to come and see for themselves. And they give this report. That this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. See, you need somebody to go before God for you, for your sins and your iniquities and your transgressions. If you die, God's going to cast you out if you're in your sins. I don't care how good you are, you've sinned somewhere in this life. This old flesh will slay you. Somewhere or another, you're going to sin. Well, see, if you've got Jesus, if you've got Jesus in your life, what He can do, see, He told the brethren, He says, expedient that I go away. He said, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But He said, I'll go away. And He said, I'll pray to the Father. And He'll send another Comforter in my name, which is the Holy Ghost. Is that not right, brother? And He'll do what for you? He'll lead you and guide you and bring to your remembrance all the things I've said unto you. Right there is what you got to have. You got to have this spiritual baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I've got a baptism to be baptized with. Is that not right, brother? I believe in water baptism wholeheartedly. Matter of fact, I get a few shots out of it every now and then. But the book teaches that. But if you don't go down there for the right reasons, all you're going to do is get wet. That's all you're going to do is get wet down there. Because that little bit of water ain't going to wash away your sins. But if you're obedient, brethren, to God's calling and His will. You repent of your sins, have a godly sorrow, and get born again. You're going down to that water for the right reason, to fulfill all righteousness. There's a story in the Old Testament just come to my mind here. And there's a great man in the old Bible, a great leader of an army over there in Syria, and his name was Naaman, and he was great in men's eyes. He sure was. And you know, that's what a lot of men's after. They want to be great in each other's eyes. And he had raided all over that land. And it says the Lord had given him a lot of victories. Sure did. But he had one little problem. Brethren, he was a leopard. He had leprosy. There wasn't no cure in them days for it. And it was a bad disease in those days. Well, now while he was raiding all around, he had raided up around Jerusalem and he had captured a little Hebrew girl and brought her down there and made her a slave. And she had some words of advice to give this great commander of the army. Did she not? She said, if you was back there in my homeland, I said, there's a prophet back there. It could help help you out. Is that all right? So he said he listened to the advice of this young girl. Sometimes the children know more than we do, don't they? Out of the mouth of babes come forth the most perfect praise. That's what Jesus said. And this man went to his king, and he got a letter to go up there to the king of Israel and get healed of his leprosy. And he took that letter to the king of Israel. And boy, he got all tore up. He ripped his clothes off. He said, am I God to give life or take it? And there was an old prophet up there, a prophet who had a double portion of God's Spirit. His name was Elisha. And he sent word up there to the king. You tell him to come back down here. Tell that man to come down here. And I'll let him know that there's a prophet in Israel. So old Naaman, he come down there. And he had all of his buddies are with him, you know. Probably come here. They'd seen him fight a lot of battles. Come down there before Elisha's house, and Elisha wouldn't even come out to see him. He's standing outside there. You know, if you're a commander of an army, you're used to people being subject to you and your very presence all around. Elisha sent his servant out there. You know what he told him to do? He said, you go down there to the river of Jordan and you dip yourself seven times in that river down there and you'll be made clean. Boy, that made him mad. He got so mad over that. He turned around to go back. He said, I thought that man of God would come out here and wave his hands all over me, you know, call on his God. And, you know, that's what some people want, don't they? They want their names written in the clouds and the earth to shake and everything, brother, let them know that it's all right. You know, this Christianity, it's a simple thing. It's not complicated now. It's simple here now. It's a simple thing to understand. Trust and obey. There's no other way, brother. Give your whole heart to him. There's a servant there. Said, name him. If it had been a great thing, said, wouldn't you done it? Said, all he's told you to do is go down there and wash. And you'll be made clean. And you know what old Naaman had to do right there? He had to drop that pride. That's something I had to do. Right here. I had a lot of pride.
We all did.
That's hard on a man to drop his pride, ain't it,
sure
brother?
Is, brother?
Huh? You know, I'm going to tell you what pride will get you. It'll get you a highway to hell. It's all that pride will get you. A road and a wide door down there to walk inside there. Old Naaman dropped his pride. And here was all of his buddies standing there watching him. And no doubt when he walked out in that water, he probably thought, is this going to work right here? There's better streams back there in Syria where I've come from. And he wants me to go down here in this old nasty Jordan River and wash myself. But you know what? He is obedient to what God wanted. Yeah. And we'd all do better if we'd just be obedient to God's will. He dipped himself one, two, three times, four, five, six. No doubt in the seventh time, he went down in that water and he come back up out of there. Oh boy, yeah, something happened, didn't he? Oh, his flesh changed.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he was made whole. Do you think that nasty water cleaned that man up? Ain't no little dipping in the water going to clean any of us up. Hey, something else got to happen right down and deep inside of us. That's spiritual baptism. That's what we got to have to get right with God. That's the truth. And that's the Bible. Now, there's actually people in here that was baptized that still didn't get it right. You know, there's this man right there, Philip went down in the land of Smyrna. Smyrna's on my mind. I don't know why. Smyrna. He went down into this land of Smyrna and preaching the gospel, Philip did. And the Bible says he performed miracles right there before them people's eyes. And there's many of them believed. And there's another and come forth and believed. His name was Simon. And he was a sorcerer in that day. And he had done miracles right there too before them people. And they thought him to be a man of God. Isn't it odd? That's what it says right in there. Go right in the book of Acts and read it. And he was believed and baptized. Is that not right? But you know, nobody had received the Holy Spirit there in those days. And Peter and John, they heard up there in Jerusalem that they had received the Word of God down there. And they come down there and they laid hands on them and they received the Spirit of God. Well, old Simon was standing right there watching them do this very act. And he said, he made a mistake here, didn't he? He said, give me this. Give me, I'm going to give you a little money. He said, I'll offer you a little money to give me this gift right here, that when I lay my hands on people, they receive the Spirit of God. And Peter looked at him and he said, thou money, a perish with you. He said, you got neither part nor lot in this matter right here. He said, your heart was not right before God. And he told him to repent of that wickedness right to her, that maybe God would forgive him. And you know, he asked old Peter to pray for him. Have you ever read that right to her? I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a sad time in your life if you lay down and die and wake up over there in hell thinking that you had it made right, brother. Believe me, Jesus said this. He said, if you gained the whole world and you lost your soul, what would you give in exchange for your very soul? You'd give everything you had, would you not? I'm going to tell you about life. There's a lot of things going on all around us right here. There's a lot of pretty things. And you know, I thought I had to build me a house. And I thought I had to have a fine vehicle. And you know, I had to have a fine family. And I got them. And God blessed me right there. And I thought that would bring joy and peace and happiness to me. It didn't, brother. You know that? I'd lay down at night and I'd be worried. If I died, where was I going to go the next morning? And no matter where I went upon this earth, I've been in the Rocky Mountains, brother, and up in Canada and down in Florida. And everywhere I went, that same thought would be with me. And you know who that was? That was God Almighty. He was letting me know, hey, brother, if I died in my sins, where I was going to go. You know, I tried every way I could try to get rid of that, but it followed me around. And you know, I looked around one day. I was up in Canada. I was up there. I loved to hunt. And I was up there and I looked around. You know, what I thought was real important about life all of a sudden didn't look real important, brother. And I realized there's greater things in life are the simple things, brother. And I come back and I started seeking God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I was praying. And I, one night, as I lay in my bed, I was laying there wide awake. I was about scared to go to sleep, if you know what I mean, brother. I asked God from the bottom of my heart, would He come in my heart and lead me to His people? And right there, as I lay there in that bed that night, something started happening to me. I felt something from the bottom of my feet. I come right up and all the way through my head. And all of a sudden, every bit of the weight, all the sins had been lifted off of me. And I felt like I could fly for that very moment. And I praise Him. I thank You, Lord, for what You've done for me. And that wasn't all of it, though. I had other work to do. I had to get up and let somebody know about this good work that the Lord had done for me. And I arose in the Bethlehem Church one day, and I come up there. Because I didn't want to be ashamed of what He done for me. I said, Jim, have you been a praying? I said, I sure have. And you need to take me to the water.
Amen.
And I went down there that day. And that's one of the greatest days of my very life, brother. And see, now I'm a born-again man. The Bible teaches me I got work to do in this kingdom right here. And I'm out here laboring. I've worked all week long. And I'm not bragging. I'm just glad I'm able to work, brother. And today, I work here for God. And He's going to pay better than all week long's wages will ever be. Because according to this book right here, I've got a great city waiting on me over there. He said He had a mansion over there, brethren. He prepared for me, and I believe it. I'm just foolish enough to believe her, brethren.
Walk by faith, honey.
And He put a love in my heart that I can't explain. It's greater than mama's love. For mama's love will be partial. She sure will. Mommies will be partial to their children. But God's love, He loves everybody, brethren. Is that not all right? Male or female, a Jew, Greek, a slave, white or black, it don't matter what kind. God loves us all. And He proved His love to us. He sent His only begotten Son down here upon this earth. And He walked around doing good and healing the sick. And He let them crucify Him upon that hill. Is that not right? He told Pilate, "You don't take my life, brother." Pilate was there judging Him. He said, "Don't you know that I have the ability to crucify you? I've got the ability to kill you," in other words. He said, "You have no power over me, brother, unless it's been given unto you from God Almighty." And I'm going to tell you, you don't have no salvation unless it's been given to you from God Almighty. And no man can save your soul upon this earth. But I tell you what we can do. We can point you in the right direction. That's why God's got us called to do. We're here to point you in the right direction, to tell you that God's allowed us in to the household of faith. He tore that middle wall partition down. You know, when Jesus died on that cross, I don't want to take too long here now. See, under the old Jewish law, they had a tabernacle built. It was like this building here, I'll just say. Had the outer court right here, had a big basin, and a fire going over here. They put their sacrifices on it. Then they stepped up to this next level. This was a holy area. This is where the priest walked around in there. And he had a little table of showbread right here. He kept that bread there all the time. And over here on the other side, he had a little lamp with curled up arms on it. And he kept those lamps trimmed and burning all the time, did he not? And then right here behind that was the little altar of incense. And right there on that altar, he would offer up incense unto God, which is like the prayers of the saints continually going up to heaven's land, brethren. God's got your prayers up there. Don't worry. They're still up there. And then in behind another closed room like this one right here, there was another area of that tabernacle right there. And inside that area right there was the Ark of the Covenant. You've watched Indiana Jones. You've seen what he was looking for, that Ark of the Covenant. He's trying to find it on this earth. He didn't know where it was at. I could have told him where it was at. It's in his book. It's in heaven, brethren. That's where it's at. That's what it says in our Revelation. Well, this little ark was a little box about this long and is overlaid with gold. And inside that box was the Ten Commandments. And a bowl of manna was in there. And they had eat back in the wilderness. And also Aaron's rod was there. And it was budded, brethren. The power. And over top this was two big old cherubims with wings that overspanned it. I hope I ain't confused you now. And right in the center of that was the mercy seat. And one time a year, that priest, he entered into that room right there. And he took the blood of bulls and the blood of lambs. And he took that in there and he offered it before God Almighty. First for his sins, because he was just a man like me and you. And then for the sins of the people. And you know, he had a fine robe outfit he had on. And they used to tie little bells right to the bottom of this little robe right here so they could hear him working inside there. For if he offered profane unto God, he'd die right in there. Is that not right? Well, this priesthood had a fault to it. It had normal men like me and you. And they would die and somebody else would have to come and replace them. To go before God for the people, the Jewish people. This was under the Jewish law. So they just kept having to replace the priest over and over and over again till about 2,000 years ago. And then somebody was coming, brethren. That had been promised to Abraham's bloodline. A seed was coming. Is that not right? And God had made a promise and a covenant under Abraham. He said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to multiply you, and you're going to have a seed that's going to be blessed as the stars in the heavens and the sand down by the seashore. Well, that seed was Jesus Christ. It sure was. And I'm going to tell you what happened. When he died, he went to a tabernacle, but it wasn't one made with a man's hands, brethren. He went to one that God has. Do you believe that? And he didn't take no blood of bulls. He didn't take no blood of a lamb. He took his own precious blood, unspotted, unblemished. And when he walked before the Father, see, under that old law, their sins would just stay from year to year. But when he walked before the Father, he accepted this blood for eternity. Hallelujah. And because he had overcome death, he can be there for us day and night. Jesus don't need no replacement, brethren. Is that not right? He's there forever and forever. And we don't have to worry about him doing wrong. He's going to do right every single time. He's a just man, a holy man, a God-fearing man. And he's there today to make an intercession for the saints of God. I told you that earlier. And that way now, even if we sin, we've got an advocate with the Father. And that makes me shout, brother. And he's there working, and I hear his bells every now and then. Don't you, Brother Eddie? He's a working in the temple, brother. He's not asleep. He's wide awake. And they souls are being saved, brother, every day all over this earth, brother, because he just ain't watching us. He's watching people all over this earth.
Yes, he is.
And then there's coming a time when all that's coming to an end. See, because this is the thing about a Christian. This is not the end of us. When we die, that's just the beginning. God's going to take us up there. He's going to put us to rest. The Bible says, therefore, it remains a rest for the children of God. And we're all going to go up there and we're going to be at rest. How long that is, it don't matter. I need a little rest every now and then. I get plumb wore out, brethren. I sure do. And there coming a day, and this is a great important day. There coming a day when God's going to call the end of this earth right here. As you well know it. It's going to be an end. And there's going to be somebody that's leaving heaven, brethren. It used to be, he come down here once. He come down here as a little babe. Did he not? He come down here born as a little child. And when he come down here that first time, he let them do what they wanted to with him. They slapped him. They made fun of him. They put a crown of thorns on him. But guess what? And next time he comes, he ain't going to be so, brother. He's going to be riding a cloud of glory. He said there's going to be a shout with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. He'll descend out of heaven on a cloud with mighty glory. And there's going to be a call made. And then there's going to be a resurrection, brother. We're getting up and our souls are going to be joined together with a body and be a new man, brother. And then we can sing that song. Oh death, where's thy sting? Oh grave, It's been swallowed up, brother, in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That's good stuff, brother.
I used to love to play ball, and I hated to lose. Ain't no use to lie about it. I wasn't a sore loser, but I hated to lose. I didn't like it. And I seen in life that no matter what I accomplish here, I was going to be a loser. I was going to lose. I was going to die and go to hell. And it didn't matter what I accomplished here, how much money I had, what kind of house I had, how many vehicles I had, they was all going to stay here. And I was going to go down there, and I was going to burn and torment. And I made a decision.
I ain't going down there.
Lord, I'm a coming to you. He's the only one, brother, that overcome death, hell, and the grave. He's the only one that's ever been here. It's been recorded he done that. He rose from the grave, brother. He sure did. And I believe him. You remember, it was one that said, I won't believe until I feel the nail prints in his hand. Oh, Thomas. And Jesus appeared unto him and told old Thomas, he said, come on over here. Thomas, come on over here and feel these and believe. And old Thomas said this. He said, oh Lord, my God. And he said, Thomas, he said, you because you see. I said, you believe. He said, blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. That's us.
That's us.
I love y'all. I gotta quit. Lord, I go on too long here. I could talk all day about going to heaven. You know that? I see them, and I used to be one just as bad. You know, they line up every day on Sunday, and I was right there. I was one of them. They'd stand there and holler at them ball games. It ain't nothing wrong with a ball game. If you put it before God, it's wrong, though. And car races and all that. Anything you put before God's a sin now. That's what the Bible says. And they'll stand there and shout and holler and go on and come to church on Sunday, and you can't get an amen out of some of them, brother. And you know that? That's the truth, brother. And I had a brother like that one time. He showed up on Sunday, and he'd been to a ball game all day Saturday, hollering and going on. He couldn't even talk. I said, brother, it's a shame you come in here on Sunday, and I can't get an amen out of you. And that ball game ain't going to help you one bit if you die and go to hell.
That's
the facts of life. You lay down in your bed tonight, and you pray to one of them Hollywood movie stars. You pray to one of them race car drivers. Well, them ball. I love football. Ain't nobody here likes it no better than me. You pray to one of them ball players tonight. See how much it helps you out in life. You know what? I can't talk about nobody. I was right there. I was one of them until I made that choice.
Amen.
And then God, He opened my eyes. Have you ever read Jesus at the resurrection when He went in that feller's house? They beckoned Him to come in there. He was going down the road, and here they come down from Jerusalem. This is 3 days later, and they said a stranger come among them. And then what happened? Their eyes come open. And then they knew Him. And He disappeared. He's right here with us. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I didn't write that. Any man open the door, I'll come in. That's the Word of God. Brother Eddie, I'm getting tired.
Well done. You've done good.
You're going to have to come
well done.
Come on, Brother Eddie.
We've had a good meeting here this morning. And the good old Lord sure been good to an old boy as we. To bless us to be able to gather out in His house this morning. And call the praises and glory unto His name. And
Lord, help him, God.
The Bible does say this in it. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there's
liberty.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank God in heaven at all that that little sweet liberty passed by me well ago.
Lord, help me,
yeah, little Spirit of God, brethren, brought forth that little peace in my heart that I got a little happy down in my soul this morning. You know, sometimes, brethren, I don't ask for a whole meal, just a little piece. You ever just get one, just a crumb, just something, just let me feel you, Lord. Just let me feel that little warm spirit down in my soul one more time. Give me a witness, Lord, that me and you are close together with one another. And I felt that this morning here. And I thank God in my heaven that I can raise my holy hands unto God and praise a sweet King called Jesus above all people. Lord, how good He is to an old boy that didn't deserve to even be here. But what mercy, Brother Greg, did He have on me when I was out in the world. God, He just looked down and smiled one day and took notice of a little boy praying. Lord, it's I, Lord. Would you just hear me one more time? And He took notice and pulled me out of the morning clay. Put my feet up on a new rock, brother. Establish my going. I believe we're going to heaven. Don't you? Don't you believe that this morning? Thank the Lord that we've got Jesus Christ making that way for us, brethren. He done it, didn't He? No man could make that way, but He was the way, brethren. He said, as there's Lord's many and there is God's many, but unto us there but one. Ain't you glad of that? Thank God that I'm here alive in His name this morning. That I felt that a good part of me that He chose, brethren, to put me in a new highway. And that way was called holiness. I've got a little song I like to make a verse or two of, and I'll get out of the way and let Brother Terry or Brother Junior come and close this out. But I've had this on my mind there while I was thinking what Brother Jim was preaching on. And about the way I feel this morning, I can't do nothing without holding His hand, brother.
And
He's a good God to me. Faith on number one, what your way me, I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build all our sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys there too wide, down on my knees, Lord, I'm learning to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valley there to whine down on my knees. Lord, I'm learning to stand because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The good God that we got this morning, he looked down one day and he seen that the man got in trouble. Man got that they thought that they didn't need him no longer, and it aggravated him, didn't it?
Lord help him, God.
So he come down one time, and I believe that he made a way, brother.
Lord
that,
help him, God.
You know what? If you read where Brother Jim was talking about the offering up of, and that high priest of going in, man, at one time they could get by with that by offering up what they had, the best of their flock, and it was accepted from year to year. But seeing that man had tried to deceive God, I guess that's what the way I word that they began to offer up the worst they had unto him. And they thought they'd give him the halt and the blind, and it would be all right. But see, now the Lord, he knows what's in your heart this morning.
Yes, he does.
You know, the Bible says this. It said, with the heart that man would believe unto righteousness. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And I'm glad that he said salvation is of the Lord. And it is a deliverance from a dead state of mind to a lively hope that we're in today. Are you in that hope today? The Bible said that I was once alive without the law, but the commandment came. Sin revived and I died.
Lord help him, God.
So I see here this morning that we believe in one that God that sent that son down here to make a way. And our brethren, it wasn't them crucifying him that brought us life. But it was him getting up out of the tomb. That I believe in that resurrection of the dead. Is that all right? The Bible said he that preaches not of the resurrection, he said his preaching is in vain. If you believe not that they'll get up again, your preaching's in vain. Your faith is in vain. But now we believe that a man that's had part upon the first resurrection, and that being Christ Jesus that rose from the on the third day, he that received that first resurrection on such the second death, I have no more power over this man here. This man's got to die, but we're talking about the inwardly man, the Jacob man that he loved. Is that all right? He said, Esau, why have I hated? Is that all right? Now, why is that? Because Jacob, he desires to serve God. But this Esau man, that thorn that they've been talking about this morning, that's in the flesh, and the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, at least that I'll be lifted up in foolish pride. Now, brethren, if you want to be lifted up this morning, you better look your eyes towards heaven. It ain't what man Brother Jim told you that you're going to gather together to get up towards heaven in. It's what you do with your heart. It's what the heart is. Proceedeth out of the mouth the abundance of love. Is that all right? The heart speaketh. And if you got praises to God, you give them to God this morning. I'm glad like this, and there was that little two sons. One day I'll come to their father, and they was inherited a little something, were they not? And one chose to stay with his dad, but the other asked for his portion. Is that all right to lend her in out on that? Oh, and did the father reject him? He give over to him of his portion. And now when you get out in sin, and now the Lord won't make you serve him. But I'll tell you what he will do, his brother Harv told me. He'll make you wish you did. And now I guarantee you that. And because when you get up in that morning and you ain't been born again, you can't blame the Lord, because he's there, brethren. You'll have to look at yourself and go by the word of God. My sins and my iniquities separated me from the love of God. And now that little son, he took what he had, and he went, they sat down in a far country, and he spent and he wasted everything. As Brother Jim been telling you this morning, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I'm telling you, if you glorify God as not God, and to you it is sin, and recognizing him not, I'm glad it's like he fixed it. It ain't where I fixed it up. It's how the Lord's got it fixed. And the Bible said like it, there was many ways that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof was dead. There must be some out there, ain't there? Oh, he said, I choose you the good part, Marie said, that I never be taken away from you. I'm glad 20 years ago I become willing to be led by somebody I couldn't see with my natural eyes. But I had to move out on what? Faith. Oh, what was faith? Faith was substance, hope for, evidence of things I've not seen. I've not seen the Lord, but I believe in him. I believe in man that walked the shores of Galilee. I believe in that man that was laid in that grave. I believe in that little baptism that he took part in. I believe when God spoke and said, my son, in whom I'm well pleased, when he rose up out of that water, ain't you glad that we believe in him? I'm glad this morning I'm around a bunch of brethren and sisters that believe the Lord's coming back and he's going to get them work in the Spirit and in the truth of him. But that little prodigal son, when he got down there, he spent everything he had. Now, brother, when you get down in sin, you'll find there is no friends down there for you. I find no comfort in sin no longer. Why is that? Because my soul was in trouble. And then I started to thinking about, like the little prodigal son said, I go back into my father's house, and that he back there, and they had servants, and them servants back there had bread and bread to spare. I go back and not even be willing to be called a son, not worthy to be called, but I may ask him to let me be a little servant. I'm glad this morning, if we're anything here, we're servants unto Christ. Is that all right? Brother Jim done told you, in the eyes of God, there's no male or female. We're all equal in the sight of God. And when death falls upon us, we are on common ground there. Why is that? Because every rich you got in here, you'll leave behind. You can bank on that if there's anything to bank on. When you're stretched out here cold, if you had $1 million, it'll not do you no good. You'll still have to be gone down to the grave. Oh, but that little man, he made a little journey. I thank God for that journey that I come back on. And what kind of journey did you come back on? I came back a praying. I went down like Jim said. My head rich high. My ways was looking good at that time. Why? Because I done what pleased the flesh. And that made me happy at that time. But when I spent all I had, boys, I become wanting some. If you're out in sin today, you're not happy. Because I tell you why, there's something down here empty in your life. alive. These youngins running around here today, they're emptying their life right now. They're trying everything out to get taken out of this world. If it ain't drugs, it's alcohol. They're wanting to feel something. I tell you what a lot of it is. It's like what Brother said earlier. It's how you bring your youngins up. I ain't saying all of them's like that. But now there's some, brethren. They're mother and fathers. They ain't mothers no more. They ain't, brethren. Oh, why? Because they're not wanting to sit down with their kids and talk to them. Let me ask you one thing. We've all lived in this world right today here. We all probably got some family. I know I had. I got a little brother buried up on the mountain. And because of that little disease right there, it passed through this land. It broke her heart. But God knowed what was in him. I can't judge his soul. But I can say one thing. Lord, have mercy on him. And in the morning, I'll not know him over there. Like I knowed him back here. Ain't you glad of that? Oh, the Lord fixed that. I couldn't fix it, brethren. He got that fixed up just right. And I'm going to abide in that. Are you going to abide in what he said? If you're going to trust in him, lean not to your own understanding, but always trusting in the Lord and for his guidance here. So when that little son made that little journey, started back, brethren, he looked, didn't he? And he seen his father's house. And there was somebody looking back at him, wasn't there? Oh, yeah, who is that I see coming up the road? And that's my son. Oh, buddy, when our Lord seen that little prayer ascending up, did he see yours? I believe he does. Out of the heart, brethren. I believe the sincereness of the prayers of the righteous. I believe that. I believe he hears them, don't you? Now, is God going to answer that? I believe he will, brethren. I never did think the Lord that I serve would ever turn a back a beggar. Are you thinking that? Why, if he did, he ought to turn me away. Because I was in that shape. I was a lost, running, undone man. I needed a Savior. And he said, I'm a Savior of the world, but a special Savior to the believer. I'm a believer in him. I walk by faith, not by sight no longer. Praise God. When that little dad seen him coming, he ran out to meet him, didn't he? Oh, God, here he comes. And behold, he gave a job for that little other son to do. Did he not? Oh, go get him out of the field and bring him home here. I want him to do something. You get him out and kill a little calf and make a party and make a dinner for him. There's going to be supper time. Oh, Lord, here he come out. And they fell upon his little neck, did he not? And he kissed him. He said, my son, and that which was lost, and now he's found. He was blind, but now can he see again? Oh, thank you, Lord. He gave me spiritual eyes. Is that all right? I can see better than I ever did. I'm telling you, brethren, when the Lord opens your eyes, you see the more danger back there than you did when you was back there. Oh, I'm telling you, Jesus made that way. He made it possible, and he made it possible for sinners to repent if they so would choose him and live. And now you can reject him now, and you can die in your sins, but you can choose the good part and live forever. But here, I've always added this in. That little son went through, was he, Brother Jim? That one that was there stayed with him, but he didn't come, did he? It bothered him, didn't it? I always did say a child of God can able to get wrong. Is that all right? But a child of God won't stay wrong. But here he was. He puffed up at him, didn't he? Lord, Father, you never done that. And for me, he said, yeah, I've done all you've ever asked of me, and said, I've never left you. And said, here my brother has done everything. And here he has been gone, and now you've come back and made a feast for him, a dinner, and you you've not done that for me. Like me, a little jealousy added up, didn't it? But now it's all right. I watch them get back together. Oh, when he looked at him and told him, son, your brother was dead. But now here he is. He was blind, but now he sees. And for that, brother, I want you to know, I look over what I own here. And one day the Lord's going to look at us. And he said, all that is mine, is thine. Buddy, you believe he got happy over that? I believe he did. When we get to heaven, all this natural things that's easily beset us and draw us away, it'll be all gone. All gone. One good Holy Ghost day with the Lord to pay me for all.
Yes,
why? Because that day over there, I've never read when there's no end to it.
No.
Is that all right? I've never read there'd be a cloud in that sky over there. I've never read that there'd be a shadow that'd be casted over there. Why is that? Because the Lord, I believe, is going to be all around us. Over here, you can stand in His sun and your shadow be cast. Over there, He's going to do away with the sun and moon. He said, I'll be the light of that city. And I believe that city will cast no why a shadow over there. Yeah. Boys, he'll be all about it. I got an uncle in another church. He said, when I get over, I'll get to preach. I said, if you think you can, he said, yeah. I said, who you going to preach to? He said, people. I said, oh, I'm going to go to the high priest over there. And I listen to him. Oh, I don't believe over there there'll be no repenting over there. I don't think that. He couldn't call comprehend that. He said he loved his job so well, he can't wait to get over and do it. I'm telling you like it is. And there ain't going to be no need over there. We'll be all over there. I'll be no male or female. There'll be, I'll get tickled at my wife. I said, the Bible said there'll be no marriage over her. I said, I get to do away with that, won't I? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't have to iron my clothes over there. Hey, over there, they got a new garment. Is that all right? Over there, I'm not asked for a bean and tater. I've got the Holy Ghost meal over there. And the Lord fed us over there. Is that all right? Over there, I've read about there's peace and joy. There's happiness in the Lord. I want you to know one thing. I love the Lord this morning. How much did you love Him? I got up this morning and begged Him to come this way. And you know what? I didn't come by myself. I had Brother Fred and Brother Jim, but I had the Lord with me. Why? Because He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always, even until the end. Don't you want to go home this morning? Let me ask you something right now. I've got a little 21-year-old son, buddy. I worry about him because he works and he does good young, but I worry about him. You know what he's needing? He's needing that little fulfillment around that heart. You know what we try to do to him? We try to talk to him a little bit. Did we start that when he turned 21? No, we started a long time ago. Back when he was just a little boy, we brought him to church, and when we held him in arms, when I was baptized, he was 1 year old. And when he knew all my life growing up, his life, how that daddy got up on Saturday and Sunday most time, and he went to church, and he done stuff. And right today, if I miss one Sunday, he'll walk in, he'll say, why ain't you in church? I said, well, I got lazy. And he just walk over and sit down. He said, well, what are you going to do today? I said, I'm going to suffer till the Lord comes and asks me to forgive me. Let me tell you, when you promise you're going to do something for the Lord, and He said it's better you never make a vow than make one and break it, you better, you're going to suffer for it. Now let me tell you, there's days coming, brethren, we're not, if the time permits and the Lord lets us live, we'll not be able to gather together like this. I guarantee you that. We'll never gather together like we are right now.
No.
Never again.
Some might be gone.
Some might have things to do. But I'm telling you, like the Lord said, choose me in the days of thy youth. Lay hold on eternal life while it may be found near. Why is that? You ever thought about that? I always thought. When your heart gets hard, Lord, it's hard. When to talk to one that's been, I'll tell this and I'll get out of the way. My grandpa, my poor grandpa, he was in his late 70s. We went over to the cemetery and had a real good meeting. We come off a hill in an old Willie Jeep he had there, and we was riding down through it, and he just stopped it. He looked over at me, and he said, "You think a man has to be baptized to go to heaven?" I said, "Now, Poppy, I want to tell you." I said, "If you've been born again, you'd like to put that line on a candlestick and bring it into the house." I said, "You know, God knows what's in your heart. But," I said, "I'm going to go home, and I'm going to begin to pray, and I hope the Lord has showed you what you need to do." But I said, "Now, he's done already, must be teaching, telling you what to do, or you wouldn't be asking me of this." And he said, "Well," said, I want you to." Week later, he went to that little Marthy church up there over at the house, and he told him that he'd been a praying field, God forgave him. He's about 6'3", and we got down there and we laid up a little water about that deep. That man, he didn't have enough water up to his knees. They did, they ain't baptized him in. They laid him back in that little water just enough to cover his little face up. He's skin and bones. He raised up and them little hands went clapping. He said, "Lord, I wish I'd done this 45 years ago."
Yeah.
Don't put that off, brother. You know, we went back home and I asked him, I said, "How you feel?" He said, "I'm so sorry that and he said, "I thank God that he come and let me do that. But," he said, "I wish I'd have done that 45 years ago when I had strength." Now, brethren, you can put that off too late if you want to. Now, I'm telling you today, the Lord said come. The bride said come. He said the Spirit said come. It'll come. Take up the waters of life freely. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad that we believe in a God's going to redeem us out of the tomb and take us back on that cloud? All souls is mine. Buddy, ain't you glad of that? But the soul shall surely die.
Yep.
Ain't you glad that we're alive in the Lord this morning? I told him this right here, and I said, when I felt the best in my life, I caught myself with my hands in my ear.
Yeah.
And I wondered, Lisa said, "Why are you doing that?" I said, "Lee, all I got is looking forward to hell. It's the Lord coming back. And I just want him to let me be that much closer to him. I'm a short guy, and I just like to reach up as tall as I can. And I don't want to miss him in case I get through." Have you ever thought about that? "Lord, just remember me." That's what one of the writers said. "Lord, when thou enter back in that little thief on the cross, would thou remember me when thou enter back into the kingdom?" That's the way we ought to feel, ain't it? I don't deserve... we're getting our just reward, but Lord, remember me. Brother, that's what we ought to do here today. Lord, look up and say, "Lord, remember me when thou enter back in. I believe he's coming. And I believe there's a crown laid up for thee, but not for thee only, but for all that love and serve him." Do you love him? Let me ask you one question before I sit down. If death comes, how does resurrection going to receive you? If death was to find you today, what is the morning going to bring you? I want to go home. The Bible said like this, the suffering of this world will not compare unto the joy that's yet to come. Ain't you glad of that? Do you have joy in your life? My joy is in the Lord. My Savior is Jesus Christ. And my Redeemer, he doeth live. For I live within him. I and you, you and me. I'm the Father, and the Father who is in me. Ain't you glad? See, we believe in that. We're foolishness. The Bible said through the foolishness of preaching, it pleased God to save them that would believe. Ain't you glad of that? We ain't no big eyes. We're just going to heaven together. Let's join hands together and make that little trip a little easier. You know, when death comes to your house, you'd like to have some friends around your family, wouldn't you? Now, when you was to die, wouldn't you like to have that little friend called Jesus on your bond? Lord, I believe that. I believe with all my heart when death comes to a little saint, I believe that little comforter Brother Jim been telling you about, I believe he'll make it peaceful for you and you can ease off. I believe that. Why? When my little daddy died, wasn't it, Russ? When he passed away, I was laying there and he was in the hospital bed. The last thing I done, I reached down and I gave him a kiss on the jaw. I whispered in his ear. I said, "Dad, take you to rest, honey. I'll take and watch over Mother while you're taking that little rest. And you you go to sleep a little while. I'll meet you in a better country. But Frank Newsom, he kissed him on this other side and said, Clarence, I just go to sleep a little while. Everything will be all right. And then before we could raise our head up, that little breath quit and they said he's gone. I said, thank God he don't have to suffer here no longer. Let me tell you, son, when you get down to you, that's a leaving you. You got something that you want to lean on. As Brother Jim said, he said, I'm gone to a comforter that I'll send back in my name. That little Holy Ghost, it built that little room. Boys, I'm telling you, if you want joy in your life, get the Lord on your bond. God bless you. Let's go to heaven together. The church door is open. We're accepting the members by experiencing baptism. If you've been born again, put your light on the candlestick. Bring it into the house that we can rejoice. The Bible said there was more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repenting of its sins than 99 just needeth none. Ain't you glad of that? God love you, but you know what? We don't love you like the Lord does. He died for you. He sent that son to die. Not just to die, but get back up. Jesus said to you, faith, hope, and charity. And he said, of all these, there's none no greater than charity. What is charity? Charity is perfect love. Ain't you glad of that, Brother Junior? Ain't you glad we got a king? God bless you. Love one another. He's advised us to love. God bless you, Brother Greg. I love you. Lord, how I love you. So, son, you've been a good friend to me, honey. God bless you, brother.
I see was grace that I heart to fear grace my
but I live.